And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Power Hour broadcast. Yes, golly, I'm so honored and so grateful to be called on to fill in today. I am your guest host, yes, Dr. A. Truat, filling in for Dan and the rest of the team. Hey, it's great to be here, folks. We have a great 2 hours lined up for you. I hope you think so, because if we can get through the next 2 hours with you calling people, saying, hey, you got to listen up, get on the Rents Radio Network and listen to the Power Hour. Now, I tell you, this is probably one of the most important messages to make sense of this insane world, I submit, that you can ever hear. Now, again, I might be subjective, but no. I have been boy on top of this for the last 3 to 4 months, and I got to tell you, folks, I have put some pieces together. They're clearly not the, you know, the whole picture, but it surely is a good part of the picture. And we'll be having a dissection of this in the next 2 hours. So please stay tuned. All right, we have in the bottom of the hour, we'll be bringing on who I consider to be long considered her to be a national treasure, folks. Indeed. Dr. Lorraine Day will join us in about a half an hour, and she'll stay on through the second hour. My goodness, an octogenarian, Dr. Day. I've known her so long, so many years. I hate to tell you how long I've known her. But in the world of the terrain theory, ladies and gentlemen, the alternative health theory to the allopathic germ theory, Dr. Lorraine Day is a shining star. I mean, she has all the credentials. She really does. She turned her back, if you will, on the allopathic community, and that's really not a good thing to do if you're in that priestly class. Because, you see, she had no choice, really. She was faced with a life-changing event that no woman or man, for that matter, wants to hear. You have the dreaded C word. You have cancer. And Dr. Day will tell you a little bit of her story. But this is old news. For those of you that know her and know her story, man, she battled it naturally. She didn't go into the cut and burn chemo nonsense. And she has created quite a large following of enemies over this. Oh my goodness, yes, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we do the interview, but it always seems to be the fact that when you do something the way nature intends, the way you do things naturally and through a soul connection with divinity, there's always going to be those people who say, that is dangerous, that is a quack, that's not reality, don't listen to them, please don't listen to them. And again, that's why we have shows like The Power Hour, I submit. There is truth. It's not subjective truth. It is fact truth. It is science, if you will. It's just not talked about on national and international shows through the mainstream media, so-called. And why is that, folks? It's simply one reason. Because there's not a whole lot of money to be made there. You know, we'll discuss this a little bit, but my goodness, the cancer industry alone is a multi-trillion-dollar a year industry. Yes, even in this wacky world of COVID, don't forget that the big cash registers that are ringing are always going to be for the big C, the cancer industry, because it is just that, an industry. And my goodness, if you come out and say, hey, wait a minute, cancer is nothing to be feared. Cancer can be controlled through nutrition and positive influences. Oh my goodness, they don't want to hear you saying that at all. No, no, no. And folks, again, I'm so pleased again to be on as your guest host, because just like Dr. Day, the founder of the Power Hour, Joyce Riley, and we go way, way back as well. I've been so fortunate to share my story of the minerals, Mother Earth minerals, with Joyce. She was so kind to put it, make our products available on the Power Mall. They still are. And just want to say, go to the Power Mall, check out the minerals. We've got a special running today, actually, 10% off. And you can see that there at the Power Mall. We, again, we support all of the sales that are going on. Because, you see, you know, why do you sell things? Well, you know, you kind of have to keep the trucks rolling, folks. There has to be some cost of getting the message out. There is a cost. And so please support this station and this program. Just go and, you know, everything at the Power Mall is excellent. Believe me, it's good for you. And you'll maybe get something going in your body that, like, opens up your brain. We're going to talk about that today in depth, folks. Oh, yes. Whether you know it or not, and whether you have been exposed to it or not, I submit, and that's what we're going to talk about big time today, the battlescape, the battlefield for the next 10 to 20 years is your brain, folks. Who is going to control the information? Who is going to control what you perceive as reality? Because when you understand that and control that part of your brain through brainwashing techniques, yes, through microwave energy, folks, yes, neurotechnology, neuroscience, that is the new battlefield, folks, and you better be aware of it, and you better understand what's coming. Forewarned, forearmed, perhaps, if the forewarning is accurate, and we believe this show today will give you that accuracy. Folks, to introduce the topic of today's couple of hours, I want to introduce you to something that you probably heard about but may have forgotten about. In the year 1990, who was president of the White House? Yeah, Sweet Bill. Sweet William Jefferson Clinton was in the White House in 1990. And he announced what he said was the greatest project to build a map ever in the history of humanity. It's the Genome Project, folks. The project ran from 1990 and finished up 13 years later in the year 2003 under the George W. administration. What's important about that? Well, folks, a ton. This 13-year project was massive, you see, because the human genome is massive. Billions and billions of base pairs had to be matched, wound together, and the basic roadmap of what makes a human, understood. That genome project spun off a number of industries in the year 2003, not the least of which is understanding how certain genes play a role in the brain and how the brain operates through genetics. Oh, yeah. Isn't that interesting, folks? Probably never understood that, but believe me, I've been following this since the 1990s when I was being tutored and mentored by Nobel Prize winner Dr. Linus Pauling. And Dr. Pauling was appalled, really, at the potentials for evil that the Genome Project represented to his mind. Because, you see, it really is this. He told me on many conversations, the Genome Project says, we need to watch this very closely because it has the potential to be more dangerous to humanity than nuclear weapons. And believe me, Dr. Pauling was extremely against nuclear proliferation. He led the scientific community in exposing the dangers. Nobody wins in a massive thermonuclear war. Of course, it's reasonable to understand that. War is bad no matter what, yes, but thermonuclear war is insane. And so, okay, well, the powers that be say, well, we'll have these in our back pocket. We'll have the nuclear threat hanging over us, but we'll never use them, right? Uh-huh. Well, It's always there, still there today. Maybe, just maybe, the threat of a thermonuclear exchange with China, yes, you know, that big country that nobody wants to talk about too much about the threat, but that number one enemy, really. Red China, Communist China, People's Republic of China. Don't be confused. It's not a republic. The Chinese Communist Party is very real. The socialist agenda is very real, folks. And they are indeed our number one enemy. Could it possibly be that the powers that be and the Joint Chiefs of Staff blinked? Could it possibly be that there was no need to expose the way China stole the election? Because make no mistake, it was China. The documentation is there. This is not a conspiracy theory. Oh my goodness, you just have to look with half a brain cell and you see this is what's happening. You see, what would happen if indeed Biden was not seated because of the vote fraud? Could it possibly be that there was Chinese submarines off the coast poised to eliminate a lot of these cities in America? Oh, well, Dr. Ott, that's wild. No, is it? Is it really? Think about it, folks. The Great Reset is happening. And see, this is again the battlescape brain. The mind to control the art of war. And that's Chinese philosophy, folks. So you see the social engineering, the social scoring that's a reality in China today is heading our way in warp speed. Operation Warp Speed, folks. And we're going to show you hard evidence. And again, please understand what I tell you today is because there's evidence out there, there's breadcrumbs, if you will, there's a trail that you yourself can follow. Don't take my word for it, please. Just say, well, this is interesting. Let's look it up. Let's find, because you have a brain yourself. Far be it from me to want to brainwash anybody to believe what I say. I just say, hey, this is what I personally have found. And invite you to check it out as well. All right. Getting back to why the Human Genome Project is so important. In 2003, you see, if you go deeply into the secular world, the atheist secular world of the scientists, you read that, wow, we're going to unravel through this genome project the missing connection, the missing link, if you will, to finally prove once and for all that the theory of evolution is not a theory, it's a fact that Charles Darwin was absolutely right. We're going to find somewhere in that amazing genes structure the place where we did cross over from the great apes and the Neanderthal links, and we're going to find that. And lo and behold, science is victorious. Wow, we can prove that there is no God, you see. That we all just basically evolved from pond scum. And that's what they were trying to do with the Genome Project. They, meaning the secular atheist scientist community. But you know, science is kind of funny because when you look at it and really follow the science, it'll tell you the truth. That is where the truth is found, really. If you're honest and if you follow and point where it is, well, lo and behold, the evidence on the DNA pointed to something very unexpected. They found there was a unique human gene. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter really where you're born, whether you're American Indian, Native American, or part of the Aboriginal tribes of Australia. It really doesn't matter. This gene is there with everybody. They call it, folks, the God gene. Yeah, that's right. The God gene, because, well, it is where the origins began. And you see, this is the actual blueprint connecting our central nervous system with our brain. It's called V as in Victor, or vesicular, MAT, M-A-T-2, VMAT2 gene. Now, that's your breadcrumb. Search and study the VMAT2 gene, and you'll come across books like Dr. Dean Hamer's book on it, the God Gene book. He lays out the science, folks, and all of it kind of puts the pieces together. Dr. Hamer wrote his book in, I think, 2004, a year after the Genome Project concluded. And immediately, oh my goodness, the secular world came out against Dean Hamer, blackballing him. Of course they would. There is no God, so how can there be a God gene? Well, folks, the VMAT2, vesicular monoamine transport cell, the structure in our gene that actually regulates and lets the body's own chemistry system through the cellular structure produce something called monoamines, which are the brain chemicals, serotonin, melatonin, sleep chemicals. All of these things are regulated by the VMAT2 gene. You have somebody that's suffering from clinical depression. Oh, because why? They've taken some blood samples and found there are brain chemicals a little out of balance. Oh, you might need to go and get some inhibitors or some other antidepressants like Prozac prescribed. Folks, no. What's happening? What's happening is the VMAT2 gene is not functioning. It's not activating correctly. You got to go to the reasons of why. Now, here is where it gets really interesting. Because after this findings came out in 2003, yeah, Big Pharma and a guy named Bill Gates mainly began to pour lots of money into understanding how to manipulate the VMAT2 gene. Oh yeah, you can bring chemicals into play that attach to the VMAT2 and cause euphoric metaphysical type of events. And there are other ways to inhibit the VMAT2 expressions. Now here's the reality, folks. When I talk about your brain and the battlescape, the battlefield of the next 10 to 20 years is your brain. Make no mistake. How do they set down the procedures of controlling VMAT2? Well, here's where it gets really interesting, folks. Through what's called CRISPR technology, C-R-I-S-P-R, check it out. We don't have to go into a lot of technical stuff, but CRISPR technology basically is a technology through specialized messenger RNA combined with nanobots technology, nanoparticles, that are offered as the operating system. In fact, CRISPR technology can target the VMAT2 and actually cut it out and chop it off and make it so that it doesn't exist. Now, you've got trillions of cells in blood cells and other cells in your body that all have this DNA structure. It's a massive, really, it's a lot of work to edit and chop up your VMAT2 genes. It takes months, maybe even as much as a year to make it happen, but it will happen. And what happens in the clinical studies, they've shown what happens when your VMAT2 is edited out, chopped up through CRISPR technology, mRNA-based structures. Guess what happens, folks? Your brain now operates in what's called the basal ganglia. That's your core of your brain. It's also called the reptilian part of your brain for very good reason, because it's identical to what's found in the reptiles, the snakes, the dragons, the crocodiles. this reptilian brain, you see, is where we've kind of adapted away from. We have two parts of our brain, the reptilian brain and the upper, it's called the frontal lobes, where your pineal gland is centered. And folks, I tell you, researching this and studying this over the last couple of years, I'm here to tell you, for what it's worth, the more spiritual you have as far as your experience connection to deity, because there is a God, I'm telling you there is, the more active your VMAT2 God gene becomes and the more open and functioning your frontal lobes are. Well, here's the reality. These frontal lobes of your brain are absolutely where the higher emotions of love and charity originate. Yeah, folks. Love is giving and thinking of other people first. That's what it's all about. Love is giving. Think about it. Love of a mother puts, the true love of a mother will put the baby first over her own welfare. That is love. Love is giving. The opposite of that is hate, where it's me first. What's in it for me mentality? I'm taking care of number one. It's me. Folks, brain science has shown the reptilian brain or the basal ganglia is where all of the me, what's in it for me, is centered. It's very, very aggressive, you see. And that's what's happening. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to introduce our guest. The Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Dr. A. Truott. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back. Thanks so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We're just back. I'm your guest host of the Power Hour tonight, Dr. A. Truat. Joining me, again, as we talked about in the first segment, Dr. Lorraine Day. My goodness, if you had never heard of Dr. Lorraine Day, well, you're in for a real treat today, believe me. Dr. Day is allopathically trained, actually internationally acclaimed, orthopedic trauma surgeon, yes, and best-selling author, 15 years on the faculty of the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine. Yes, she has the credentials, ladies and gentlemen. She was also the chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital and is recognized worldwide as an AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome expert. Welcome to the show, Dr. Day. It's a pleasure having you on the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just jump right in. I mean, we've got so much to cover, so little time to do it. Thank you. Thank you. You've been, like I said in the first segment, I consider you a national treasure, my dear, following you for so many years and all of the work that you've done to bring the knowledge of really how the cells really operate, the so-called terrain theory versus the germ theory.
Mm-hmm.
You conquered cancer, and I like what your best known quote is that you really don't fear cancer anymore.
No.
Tell us real quickly why.
Well, all diseases, including cancer, are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. I gave myself cancer. I didn't do it on purpose, obviously. I did it ignorantly. After all, I'm a physician, and physicians don't know anything about health and very little about disease. Because doctors die of cancer and every other disease at the same rate as the general population. So being a doctor, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I knew that doctors couldn't cure me. And so they give you chemo and radiation and mutilating surgery, and none of those things cure cancer. I knew I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts, so cutting one or both of them off was not going to cure me. So I didn't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. And I tried 40 different types of alternative therapies as well, non-toxic alternative therapies. None of them worked. I kept getting sicker and sicker till my tumor on my chest got as big as a softball. And eventually I was bedridden. I was getting sicker for 2 years. I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. But then I recognized that We do this to ourselves. Again, by the way, we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. A year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I had quite a severe tremor. But I noticed when I changed everything about my life, my cancer went away and my Parkinson's symptoms went away as well. And that's when I realized that all these diseases are caused by our lifestyle factors. And that's the good news, because if we gave it to ourselves, then we are the only ones who can reverse it. But it's a struggle to do it because people don't want to give up the things that they love dearly, the things that are actually killing them. I changed everything about my life. Changing your diet to a vegan vegetarian diet is extremely important. But when I did that at first, and only that, not knowing what else to do, my tumor kept growing. Not because it's the wrong diet, but and I tried all sorts of supplements. I took every supplement you can imagine. My tumor grew. So I had to learn how not only to change my diet completely, I had to learn to take advantage of all the things that God has given us. Number one, a woman can reduce her risk of getting breast cancer by almost 70% by doing one thing that's free, and that is exercising 4 hours a week. It's free. Sunlight decreases the size of internal cancerous tumors. It decreases stress. It turns cholesterol into vitamin D and all sorts of other things, and it does not cause skin cancer. It has been shown clearly in the medical literature that sunlight does not cause skin cancer. In 1900, 75% of Americans worked outdoors and nobody had skin cancer. Now only 10% of Americans work outdoors and skin cancer is everywhere. It's not caused by the sun. We give ourselves skin cancer just the way we give ourselves cancer of every other organ by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. So when I changed everything about my life, slowly I started getting well. Now I had to rebuild my immune system. It took me a year and a half to get well. But I am totally well. It's been 28 years since my cancer diagnosis. I've been totally well cancer-free. I've never been sick with anything since that time. I have no cancer. I have no Parkinson's. I have no disease of any sort. I take no medications. And I have the energy of a 30-year-old. I still work full-time. I run my publishing company. And in 2 weeks, I'll be 84.
Hallelujah. I was going to tell you, you're an octogenarian. I know your birth date. Golly, that's incredible. 84, and yeah, you're a bundle of energy. Again, a national treasure. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I told you the first of the show. This woman has a wealth of information. And please, thank you again so much for taking the brunt of so many. I mean, I've seen all the attacks against you, Dr. Day. I myself have gotten a lot of them myself, and it's hard to take sometimes. But, you know, truth is truth, right?
Well, actually, I'm really used to it. It pretty much rolls off my back now. I have had not only, I mean, so many brickbats thrown at me, but that's what happens to a truth teller. And if you can't take it, then you have to get out of the business and stop telling truth. And I'm not going to do that. I've had many threats to my life from the government, from other organizations. I mean, serious, serious threats. They sent somebody to me personally to tell me they were going to kill me, okay, if I didn't shut up when I was exposing the government and their handling of the AIDS epidemic. And then even where I'm living right now, where I'm sitting right now, I have had, not recently, not in the past couple of years, but for 3 or 4 years, I had at least once a week black helicopters coming, hanging 10 feet over my house, shaking it so violently that one time they actually even shattered a floor-to-ceiling sliding glass door. Oh, so my. I have had many threats to my life. I'm not afraid of dying. If they shoot me, you know, they can only kill me once. So I would rather tell truth and die than live and be a liar.
Amen. Amen. I hear you completely. You know, it's... It's kind of in the name. My name is really True, T-R-U-E, and it comes with the territory. You got to tell the truth as you see it. Okay, golly, thank you so much for that introduction. Let's jump right into it. I think that the most important focus that we can give in this show, and hopefully this will be being able to be recorded and sent out to the masses, because this is really something that I see is underreported. Maybe it's just because people don't know it. Okay, you were the first one, as far as I can tell, to warn the people about the dangers of the nasal swab part of that ridiculous PCR test.
Well, first of all, what we really need to know is that never in the history of medicine have they ever tested for any disease, including a supposed viral disease, by sticking long nasal swabs to the back of your the posterior nasal sinus. Never. Never, never. Now, you will notice that Fauci, oh, I should tell you about Fauci. Fauci was around 30 years ago when I was speaking out about the AIDS epidemic. He was a liar then, and he's lying now. I was also an advisor for the CDC for a time until I found out they're all liars as well. So you can't believe anything that any of those people tell you. I have had personal experience. I know. When I saw that they were testing for this way back at the back of your nasal sinus, I thought, this is very strange. Something else is going on here. Now, you remember that Fauci and others warned you at the Super Bowl, oh, you shouldn't cheer or you shouldn't shout and you shouldn't sing because that can transmit the virus. Well, then it's got to be in your saliva because you don't sing through the back of your nasal sinuses. You sing with your mouth. So you would be spreading saliva. So if your saliva is contaminated, supposedly, from this non-existent COVID-19 virus, then they could just take a swab on the inside of your cheek like they do for DNA. But
Right. You
don't have to stick it all the way back in your nasal sinus. So I started investigating this, and I found that way back in 2006 that Orthodox medicine was trying to find a way to deliver certain antibiotics and other drugs and things like that to the brain, bypassing the blood-brain barrier. Now, every doctor knows about the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is not a physical barrier. It is a chemical barrier that God has given us to protect the brain from harmful substances that may enter the bloodstream. Even if you have an infection in your blood, the brain is more protected than any other organ from that getting to the brain. But in medicine, there are times when they've come up with these new, more horrific antibiotics for worse infections. There were times that we would try to get a certain antibiotic to the brain, but if you injected it into the blood, into a vein, it would never get there because of the blood-brain barrier. And so we would have to inject it into the spinal column, to the cerebrospinal fluid, so it could get to the brain that way. But since that is painful and that can have some risk, they have been trying to find a different way to get substances, including antibiotics and other things, to the brain, bypassing the blood-brain barrier. So they were able to do this by putting it back to the back of the nasal sinus and implanting it there, because there is the ethmoid bone, which is a very thin, fragile bone, which is the only barrier between the brain and the posterior nasal sinus. And the cribriform plate is specifically a part of the ethmoid bone, and the olfactory nerves go through it, so there are holes in the cribriform plate, and the bone is also porous. So if you take these swabs and you put them way back there, and you'll see they twist them too.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are particles on it, you see that will implant the particles there. And we have some blown up pictures of these swabs showing that there are these little particles on the end of the swab. And I have those on my website. I have on my website at goodnewsaboutgod.com. That's all one word, goodnewsaboutgod.com. I have at least 10,000 political articles there, but on the homepage I have Dr. Day's updates. If you go there and you scroll down past, there's a picture at the very top. You scroll down that picture, you will see a number of articles, and I show what, there one is titled something like, what are they doing with the nasal swabs when they're testing you? And you will see the pictures there that you can see that there are particles on the end of these swabs. So they...
Dr. Day, let me just jump in if I can. That, it's funny you should mention that, because exactly what I wanted to say again. I have a colleague who actually took that swab and took it under the microscope. Those are Hitachi nanochips.
Right.
Yeah, man. And even has their serial number connection to it. So go ahead. I mean,
In the article that I have up there, you will see they are blown up, so you can see them much enlarged. So they can implant anything they want back there. And again, if you don't think they're doing something like that, then you better think again, because I tell you that never in the history of medicine have they ever tested for any disease by pushing these nasal swabs back to the back of your nasal sinus. There is no other reason to do that other than to implant things that can get into your brain. So they can be actually vaccinating you through the test.
This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're taking notes, okay? The swab goes up. There is no doubt about it. There's Hitachi brand microchips that are going up, being implanted in that brain barrier and going, actually going into your brain. That's critically important for this, the second part of this, Dr. Day, which is really, in the first segment, I explained the role of the Human Genome Project, where they discovered something called the VMAT2 gene. They're calling it the God gene, at least geneticist Dr. Dean Hamer in his book. It's called the God gene. What's going on here is this. This is the big story, as far as I'm concerned. The messenger RNA vaccine is designed for one thing, or there's actually two things, but the primary thing is to attack and gene edit through CRISPR technology this VMAT2 gene. And when that is edited, okay, and when it happens, there's got to be another interconnect to the brain, and this is where the swabs come in. My goodness, you got to take your hat off to them, Dr. Day. This is pretty ingenious. It's not conspiracy theory. It's science fact what they're doing with this.
That's right. But, you know, to get it in simpler terms, first of all, what they call a vaccine is not a vaccine. A vaccine has a very specific definition, and the injection they're giving you does not come under that definition. And so it's not a vaccine. It is a kill shot. It is a kill shot. It is to make every cell in your body a disease-producing cell to either kill you slowly or to kill you over time. That's what it's for. This is population extermination. If you don't believe that this is happening, you have to look at every communist country. This is what they've done. They have destroyed the middle class, because when they take over, the COVID-19 pandemic is a total cover for the communist takeover of America. That's what it's for. COVID-19 does not exist. My new book just arrived from the printer. It's called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why? And by tomorrow, it should be up on my website, both at goodnewsaboutgod.com and drday.com. It is the compilation of 30 years of my research, because I started on this a very long time ago with the AIDS epidemic. I don't believe now, at one time I did, but I don't believe now that the HIV virus exists either, because we at San Francisco General Hospital were taking care of the homosexual community, which was a very debauched, degenerate community that was very sick from all of their transfer to each other of feces, blood, urine, saliva, everything else. And we were taking care of them for horrible diseases long before AIDS came along.
Wow.
And this was a culmination of, and they were also using poppers, which are nitrites. Poppers are drugs that are nitrites. And we already know that the nitrites in hot dogs and all that can cause cancer. And one of the reasons they got this cancer called Kaposi sarcoma was because of all the nitrites, the poppers they were taking. They don't do that as much anymore. They've moved on to cocaine and heroin and meth and all those things. But the poppers contain nitrites, and they are very carcinogenic. So the even when the developed supposed discoverers of the HIV virus, they can't give you an isolate of the virus anyway. And the CDC admits they have never isolated the COVID-19 virus. COVID stands for Corona, C-O, virus, V. And then ID is your ID number. And of course, 19, if you get the 1 and the 9, in the numbers of the alphabet, 1 is A and 9 is I, so it's by artificial intelligence. That's what COVID-19 stands for. Do you know why they picked the coronavirus? The coronavirus, what does a coronavirus mean? It means crown. Do you know who the Crown Corporation is? It's the Rothschilds who rule the world from the city of London. When I say the city of London, I'm talking about a 1 mile square area inside London that has no laws from any country, no laws from the city of London, no laws from the UK. They make their own laws. They are a city unto themselves.
Like the Vatican, yeah.
Yes, like the Vatican. And that is called the Crown Corporation. So that's why they just shove it in your face. This is a coronavirus, that's Crown.
Folks, listen very carefully to what Dr. Day is saying, because I've been saying this on my radio shows all from the very beginning of this. Look at who brings the so-called artificial intelligence computer models, the CGI models of this virus to the World Health Organization and into the CDC. It's a guy named Neil Ferguson, the Royal Institute there, and directly tied into the City of London, as she just said. This is all computer driven, every bit of it, and an artificial intelligence to boot. You're right on point, Dr. Day. I can't say wow. You're right on point. Keep going.
Well, the other thing is, see, there are six letters in Corona. Mm-hmm. And then if you take the COVID-19 and you, or I think it's no Corona, if you, there are six letters in Corona, so that's six. And then if you take the six letters of Corona and go by the number it is in the alphabet, C is 3, and O, I can't remember, is 14 or 16 or something like that. You add them up, it's 66. So you've got 666. They push that in your face too, which is the number of the mark of the beast, of course. So, the thing is that they want to exterminate 6 billion people. In my new book, I have the first chapter, I have 14 roadmaps. 13 of them are written by the communists who run our country. The Rothschilds, the Soros, the Adelsons, all of those people who run our, Bill Gates, they are written by them. 14 of them. I've got the the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, the book on Jekyll Island. I've got the book Foundations. All of these show what they're going to do to us. All right, they show that you can read it. They have written it. Mm-hmm. Report from Iron Mountain. 1963 January 10 congressional record. It's all in there, what they're going to do. This was, you know, 60 years ago. They wrote all this. And they wrote some at the beginning of the last century. Well, they're going to do to us. And they're going to exterminate 6 billion people on the earth because the Illuminati want the world for themselves. So this is the beginning of the extermination. People are dying all over America like flies and in other countries from the vaccination. And they are also probably becoming sick from the testing itself.
Very, very good. I brought some numbers in on the Story Behind the Story radio show, which I do Friday nights. And I basically showed, you know, there's a great book called the Poison Needle by Dr. McBean, who she really exposed what was going on in the 1976 swine flu pandemic that didn't really happen. Do you know there's over 100 times more vaccine adverse reactions to date than happened during 1976, yet it was shut down immediately? Why is it that all of these people are, like you said, dropping like flies, literally, and yet the media doesn't want to bring this into focus?
So the media is controlled by the same group. They're controlled by the Illuminati. They own all the media. And so naturally the media is going to do what they're told because they're all part of it. So I learned that way back in the late 1980s when I was on a lot of media. I was on Larry King Live and all the news programs and eventually featured on 60 Minutes, and Australia 60 Minutes came up to do a story on me. And I thought at first, I thought these people really want to know the truth. But then I realized they didn't want to know the truth. What they wanted to do, what their goal was and what they were ordered to do was to try to destroy my credibility because I was the highest academic surgeon speaking out about the government's cover-up.
Amen. Okay, so golly, we've set the stage here. I thank you for that book. Please, can I... I'm going to be the first one to buy a book, or buy a bunch.
Well, it should be up on my website at at goodnewsaboutgod.com and drday.com, drday.com, by tomorrow. And again, it's over 800 pages long. It's 8.5 by 11. It's almost the size of a mid-sized city telephone book before there were cell phones. And it is 30 years of research. I've got a lot of pictures in it because you need pictures to show many things. And so it is, it tells you everything that's going on now and how we got there and what's going to happen in the future.
Fantastic. Like I've been, there's a gentleman, I call him that loosely, Dr. James Giordano. Are you aware of his recent work and his videos?
No. But,
Dr. Giordano is a Jesuit soldier from Georgetown University, head of DARPA's research in neuroscience and technology, Dr. Day.
DARPA, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So on November 23rd of last year, at the Naval War College, Dr. Giordano put out a PowerPoint presentation. You can go, it's archived. You can watch the video presentation. Dr. Giordano, it's called Battlescape Brain, okay, where he lays out exactly, I don't think he would have dared to have done this before the Biden election, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Folks, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more. Dr. Lorraine Day is my guest. We'll talk about Battlescape Brain and kind of flesh this out again. Thanks for listening. This is the Power Hour. We'll be right back after these messages, so please stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.